says the unfavorable decisions by ratings agencies on the country's long-term local currency rating come as no surprise, given the absence of any fiscal plan in last month's medium-term budget policy statement. S&P downgraded South Africa and Moody's placed the country on downgrade review, while Fitch left South Africa at junk status on Thursday. The Chamber's Shemaine Russell has attributed the downgrades to some reckless statements from certain parts of government on free basic education, funding of the National Health Insurance Scheme, and the appetite for nuclear power, as well as two recent cabinet reshuffles.
All of these aspects, add to the risk of runaway debt and debt servicing costs. It's definitely going to be a long, hard road back to investment grade, but it is possible. What is needed, though, is credible rescue plans that will turn the situation around.